Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy. There's a chance of fog, a low of 57. Charges have been filed against a Racine man accused of shooting another man several times at point-blank range inside an apartment building on Saturday. 23-year-old Conrice Williams Jr. has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm. According to court records, Racine police were called to a building in the 1800 block of Douglas Avenue after neighbors reported hearing numerous gunshots. One of them located the victim, the building's handyman, in the hallway. The victim told police a man he recognized as the boyfriend of one of the building's tenants approached him, apparently intoxicated and complaining about being evicted. He said he did not speak to the man, who was suddenly right in front of him and shot him several times, including once in the face. Williams was arrested a short time later based on the victim's description. Williams appeared in Racine Circuit Court today, where a preliminary hearing on the charges was scheduled for next week. Business was already brisk at the area's newest coffee shop ahead of today's ceremonial ribbon-cutting ceremony at Training Grounds, an effort by Racine County to provide job training and employment to young adults with limited job skills. Racine County Workforce Solutions Manager Mark Mundell said the new shop will serve a variety of purposes,
which is giving people that need the opportunity to gain critical workplace skills, soft skills, the opportunity to develop them under our tutelage, while you enjoy a lovely, tasty cup of coffee.
Training Grounds was developed in partnership with the locally owned cafe The Grind, founded by Stephen and Lisa Novak. It's located in the lobby of Workforce Solutions in the Dennis Cornwolf Service Center on Taylor Avenue. The coffee shop is open to the public. The Racine Common Council at tomorrow night's meeting is expected to approve a Finance Committee recommendation to waive bidding procedures and contract directly with a company the city has already done business with to install microwave equipment for a data and communications link between the City Hall Annex and the communications setup at Regency Mall. What that means, according to Pete Kinzelman, who manages the operation, is an upgrade to next-generation equipment. He notes this is similar to a project 5 years ago on the city's north side.
We established a similar link for a different part of the radio network in 2011, I believe, from the radio tower to the Summit water tank on the north side of town. The reason we're requesting to waive bidding is that the equipment we purchased, when we purchased that previous link, we also purchased spares so that if for some reason we have a problem with the equipment in the back room, we have spare components to put it right back on the air as soon as possible.
The council is expected to approve the $71,400 purchase, money budgeted in this year's capital improvement program. The Kenosha City Council tonight has to consider a proposed deal to settle the Velodrome dispute, a proposal to build a larger fire station, and the land transfer issue related to a new owner for the only downtown hotel.
The settlement proposed between the city and Rosh Construction would rebuild a small portion of the track with another $25,000. That would help defray the added cost. The bike racing track has remained closed, of course, because of cracks in the new surface and subsurface-based material issues. Borrowing federal funds to help finance the new fire station at 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue after tearing down the old Bain Elementary School is the proposal from Mayor John Antaramian. Two existing firehouses would close in favor of moving both the equipment and the personnel to that new site. The borrowed federal funds would then be paid back over 20 years with the city's allocation of CD block grant funding. And the Best Western Harborside Inn on the lakefront is in the process of being sold to KAS Real Estate Holdings of Chicago. The city owns some land, though, adjacent to the building for which a lease agreement is recommended with the new owner. The current owner is most recently at odds with city officials over a variety of code issues, but the liquor license for the hotel, that was lost when it was learned the man was facing federal charges in Massachusetts, that in reference to a tax evasion scheme involving tobacco. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
It's an event that's almost taken on a life of its own in just 3 short years, and Battle of the Badges is set to return this coming Saturday night, 5 p.m. at Case High School, with the goal of raising not only money but also awareness about autism. Members of law enforcement will be putting on the padded gloves and squaring off in the ring for charity to go along with such related activities as a silent auction and a 50-50 raffle. There's more information available about the event on Facebook. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.